honestly didn't know what they were. I don't know. They look like these weird things in a bowl. It was at Tony Joyner's house. I go, what? What are those? And they said, you don't know what those are? I said, no. Them are hush puppies. Hush puppies. Yeah, now that I know. Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. I've heard of hush puppies. I guess you just take a bunch of bread and fry it. Man, I really exposed myself as a northerner. They mocked me for not knowing what hush puppies were. Now they're telling me they take wheat farina, smash it up, and call it grits. I'm like, what? This is an education for me. I love it. I love the southern hospitality. Absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to come back here. And they love the teaching. We got some big meetings coming up. Every meeting is a big meeting, but this Sunday, February 17th, at the Johnstown Airport, there's a really nice conference room. We're having a meeting there from 1 to 4 p.m., but there's early fellowship available at a restaurant. I forget which one, but go to my website, click on the Pennsylvania Gathering line there on the homepage. February 17th, Clyde's teaching, I'm teaching, James Baskin is going to bring a message, and also Steve Hill. I know there's a couple fellows coming in from Richmond, Virginia. This is a centrally located area. As long as you're in New York, Pennsylvania, or Virginia, no, that's true. You could come up from West Virginia. Come on over, 3 hours. But you can, I think there's a meeting at 10. There's a little pre-fellowship at around 10 a.m. at a restaurant in the area. Not sure which one. Got to check that out myself. But Clyde has announced the topics. I think the topics are on my website. Not sure. But we're going to talk about Christ, whether he was a victim or an offering. Going to talk about the free will of God. We're going to talk about who's greater, Adam or Christ. I'll give you a sneak preview as to the answer. The answer is Christ. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And look, we're going to have a big road trip. We're going to Florida on March 1st, as I told you yesterday. I'm still talking to you, by the way, from my studio here in Salisbury, North Carolina. We're taking a big road trip down for the big conference, March 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Dan Sheridan, Clyde Pilkington, yours truly, and Waylon Dabbs. Going to have a fellowship down there. But here's what we're doing. Look, we're taking 2 days to get down there. And on the way down there, we're going to have a meeting in Morgantown, North Carolina. That's right, Morgantown, North Carolina. Write this down if you're anywhere near Morgantown. Wednesday, February 27th. Sheridan's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Clyde Pilkington's going to be there, and a bunch of other people in three cars coming down there. We're descending on Morgantown. We're all going to stay there for the night, but in the meantime, we're having a meeting Wednesday, February 27th at the Timberwood Restaurant, 1301 Bethel Road, Morgantown, North Carolina, 28665. A guy named Brad Truitt is organizing this. Never met the man. Can't wait to, though. Sounds like a real brother in the faith. You can contact him if you want to be at this meeting of the weary travelers here. B. Truitt. This is his web address. B. Truitt. B-T-R-U-I-T-T at compasscable.net. C-O-M-P-A-S-C-A-B-L-E.net. If you want to call Brad, do so. Area code 828-674-4185. All right, that's Morgantown, North Carolina. Now, we're coming back. Yeah, we have to get back from Florida. The problem is, I don't think I'm going to be with a gang. I'm going to head over to the West Coast. I'm going to organize some meetings there on the West Coast of Florida, the Sarasota area, so stand by for that information. But Sheridan, Pilkington, and the others, they're going to be heading back north via automobile, and they're going to be in Columbia. Got a meeting scheduled for Columbia. We're going crazy with these meetings. Isn't it great? I think something's really happening. We're getting out, talking to people, seeing people, teaching. People are excited about this. We're in the home stretch. When I say home stretch, I mean the eon is about to end. And we are heralding this message opportunely and inopportunely in cars, out of cars, in planes, out of planes, at hotel rooms, at meeting rooms, at restaurants, at homes, at churches, wherever we can, and at airports. Remember, this Sunday, February 17th, the Johnstown Airport. That way, if anybody disagrees with anything I'm saying, I'll just say, if you don't like it, just hop on a plane and leave. That's what I'm going to say. If you don't like it, I'll hop on a plane and leave at the airport. How great is that? Never had a meeting at an airport before. Exciting times. So if you're anywhere near Columbia, South Carolina, Sheridan and Pilkington are going to be speaking Monday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at Waterford of Columbia. I have no idea what that is, but I'm ticked off that I'm going to miss it. I am really upset that I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in the Sarasota area, maybe Naples, Fort Myers, I don't know. Stirring up some dust there. I'll have to tell you about that later. Waterford of Columbia, 9370 Windsor Lake Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29223. The organizer there is Ron Tidwell. Wasn't that the name of that football player and Jerry Maguire? Yeah, I think Cuba Gooding Jr. played Ron Tidwell. Remember, he played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyway, I don't think this is the same guy. Ron Tidwell, you can get him at TIDI@useit.net. TIDI@USIT.net. His phone number, 803-457-1202. I would like to take this opportunity to thank my engineer, Clyde Lynn Pilkington Jr. He's the one who takes these shows. He puts the music on them. It's all I can do to get them recorded, especially on the road. It's a challenge. I have a portable microphone. It's called a Blue Snowball. The company Blue makes it. I have a Blue microphone back home, too, but it's a Blue Yeti. This is a Blue Snowball. It's round, and boy, does it raise their eyebrows at airport security. Anyway, I make these shows. I put them on Dropbox. We have a Dropbox file. It takes sometimes a long time to load them. Clyde picks them up from there in Pennsylvania. He engineers them. He boosts up the sound so that it sounds like I'm coming through your speakers. And then he adds the music, the bumper music, front and back. Then he emails it to my sister, Kelly, at StarkHartman.com, Stark & Hartman headquarters in Canton, Ohio. And she puts it on the web for you after some rigmarole on her part. Oh, by the way, Kelly's birthday is February 27th, the day we're going to be in Morgantown, North Carolina, so keep that in mind and wish my sister, Kelly Stokey, the president of Stark & Hartman, a happy birthday on Wednesday, February the 27th. When I was talking to you about Demas earlier this week, I forget when that was, but, you know, Demas forsook Paul. I love it how Paul greets these individual people. And at the end of Colossians, Paul does that. This is when Demas is still with him. Greeting you is Luke. And I have to say this. All the people here are greeting you. The people in North Carolina, the people in Faith, the people in Charlotte, they're greeting you. And the ecclesia in Las Vegas, the ecclesia in Sacramento, the ecclesia in Fort Lauderdale, all these wonderful places I am visiting, there are saints here, and they are greeting you. They are greeting you. Send our greetings to all those you meet, Martin, and I'm giving them your greetings from all over the world, these small ecclesias. This is such a unit, the body of Christ, and we're connected by spirit. I know I keep talking about that, but that's where my life is right now. I'm seeing more and more how important this is, and I'm seeing more and more how important my role is in this. I get so discouraged, as you know. Trials come and they hit. This is a season of respite as I'm being bathed in the love of the saints, but I thank God that He has me as a catalyst for these meetings, as a catalyst for bringing people together, people who might not otherwise, no, who would not otherwise get together. I thank God for that. So Paul does too. Greeting you, Paul writes to the Colossians, is Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas. Greet the brethren in Laodicea and Nympha in the ecclesia at her house. Greet Nympha. I always love that name. Isn't that a great name? Nympha. I would have liked to have been a member of the church at the home of Nympha. Now, I know you count on me to do the research on these things, so I looked up the name Nympha. It's just, I don't know, can I say this? It's a really sexy name. And so I looked it up, like, what is the meaning of this name? So I looked it up in the Greek, and are you ready for this? The meaning of the word Nympha is Nympha. I mean, that's the best meaning it could possibly be. So greeting you is Nympha. And then you go back in Rome. Paul is greeting all these people in Rome. And I just love, they're two of my favorite Romans right here in Romans 16:12. I just love, greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, my two favorite Bible people. What's your favorite evangelistic team, Zender? You'd think I'd say, you know, Paul and Barnabas. No, it's Tryphena and Tryphosa. Love those two. And they just sound so cute and nice. Tryphena and Tryphosa. No, it's not like I don't like Urbanus. I do like Urbanus. He's mentioned here. And Stachys. I mean, who wouldn't want to know Stachys? And Apelles. I'm just saying these names don't do it for me. Urbanus. I mean, Herodian. Greet Herodian, my relative. Here's a guy who was related to Paul. I don't know. It just isn't nice. Herodian. No, Rufus is even worse. Verse 13. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. I'm glad that Rufus was chosen, but that name doesn't dance off my tongue. But Tryphena and Tryphosa and Nympha. Oh, these were these. I'm sorry. I just love those names. Anyway, let's go, and I think the spirits behind them are wonderful. Yes, Rufus probably had a nice spirit. Endurance. You know, in the closing minutes of this show, I know this was a different kind of show. Not much teaching here, but exciting news about meetings. I want you to meet one another. I hope you go out of your way to come to these gatherings. I'm going to give you a parting word here for today. I'm going to take a transadministrational truth here. I love to use that word whenever I can. Transadministrational. Hebrews 10, verse 32. This is in a letter to the circumcision. I believe Paul wrote this. Recollect the former days in which, being enlightened, you endure a vast competition of sufferings. In this, indeed, being a gazing stock, both of reproaches and afflictions, yet in this becoming participants of those behaving thus. What's this all about? Paul says, being enlightened, you endured a vast competition of suffering, speaking of his fellow Hebrews. But we can apply this easily to the body of Christ. What do you mean, Paul, a competition of sufferings? Well, I told you earlier what suffering produces, right? A burden of glory. Glory not to be compared to the sufferings. And it's a competition. Greek word, athlesis, right? That's the root word of athletics, athletes. They're competing in sufferings. What? Why are they doing that? Verse 32, they're enlightened. Being enlightened, you endure. That's what we're doing. You're remaining under a vast competition of sufferings. Who can suffer the most? That's what Paul brags about. When he brags about his sufferings, his deprivations. It's a competition for those who know what they produce. And he says they've become a gazing stock. People look at us and think we're crazy. Well, so be it. They're going to be eating their hearts out when we're at the dais of Christ receiving these wreaths. Now, I'm going to close here in Hebrews 10:23. We may be retaining the avowal of the expectation without wavering. Let's not waver. Why? Because faithful is he who promises. He has given the Jews an expectation, and he has given us an expectation, and that expectation is an aeonian burden of glory at our not noting what is being observed, but what is not being observed. For listen to this, what is being observed is temporary, but what is not being observed is aeonian in the heavens, and it is kept for you and me.